I know the Lord will find a way for me. I know the Lord will find a way for me. If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will find a way for me.
Hi, this is Jim Lanning. On this week's South Main Church of Christ podcast, I sit down with Daryl Hurst, one of the guest preachers based at Norval Park in Zanesville, to discuss creation.
A lot of people, when you talk about creation, think of a thing called the Big Bang Theory, where everything just exploded and went to its own particular place. Think of the Big Bang Theory like this. You take a handful of marbles, drop them. Pick them up again, drop them a second time. They never will end up in the same place twice. Yet, the scriptures tell us from Job chapter 26 and verse 7 that God stretched forth his hand over the empty space and he hung the earth on nothing. Everything, when God was finished, ended up in the right place, exactly where it needed to be, not like a bunch of marbles.
My conversation with Daryl is coming up in a moment or two. First, this week's Christian news. Here's Jared.
The Southeast Ohio Food Bank and Kitchen in Logan is hosting a food distribution event on Monday, December 16th, from 10 in the morning until 12 noon. They plan to distribute fresh produce, protein, and shelf-stable food items for residents of 10 Southeast Ohio counties. Those counties are Perry, Athens, Gallia, Hocking, Jackson, Lawrence, Meigs, Morgan, Venton, and Washington. The food bank is located at 1005 CIC Drive, Logan, zip code 43138. There is a link with more information in our podcast show notes. The executive director of Christ's Table in Zanesville says her nonprofit has served more than 3.6 million meals as of this year. Keely Warden writes in her recent newsletter that they feed about 100 people in their dining room and deliver about 250 to 350 meals per week to people who are homebound. Last year, Christ's Table redirected more than 550,000 pounds of food from local stores, which they say otherwise would have gone to waste. In Alabama, fire has caused serious damage to the building housing Rock Creek Church of Christ. Investigators say the fire was ignited early Sunday morning when a car careened into the building at around 6 a.m. on December 1st. Nobody was hurt, and investigators say nobody was in the building when it happened. The church's youth minister says security cameras did not record the crash, but the security's alarm system did summon firefighters to the scene. The debate over transgender rights is moving to the U.S. Supreme Court. The nation's high court heard arguments in the case of U.S. versus Scrimeti, which the Associated Press says is the most high-profile case of the court's term this time. The issue surrounds Senate Bill 1 in Tennessee that refers to medical treatments specific to people 17 and younger engaging in what is known as gender identity or expression. Those are some of the week's stories found in the Christian Chronicle and delivered to us here at the church. You can find links to those stories in the show notes for this podcast. From South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio, I'm Jared Allen with the Christian News for the week of December 8th, 2024.
We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves, spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves, bear the news to every land, find the sea and cross the waves. Onward is our Lord's command, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Now, here's Tyler with this week's inspirational thought.
Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you have heard from the beginning abides in you, you will also abide in the Son and in the Father. 1 John chapter 2, verse 24. I'm Tyler Waite.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I need
needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
Now, the conversation. I'm here today with Daryl Hurst from Norville Park Church of Christ in Zanesville, Ohio. Daryl's been doing some preaching for us since our minister passed away this year. We're so glad to have him filling in for us, and the many good sermons he's brought to us recently. So today we're going to be talking with Daryl about creation and some of the thoughts he has on it. And welcome, Daryl.
Well, thank you, Jim. There's a large dispute in a lot of part of this country as far as the earth and how did it come into existence. And I want to take a few minutes here today to go from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 2, verse 3. Although I'm not going to read the entire thing, I want to bring some thoughts on how the creation all tied together. Many people have many thoughts on it. Some talk about the Big Bang Theory is one of the most popular ideas that I've heard mentioned over the years. But for example, if you was thinking of the Big Bang Theory and take a handful of marbles, drop them, see where they end up. Mark each one of them. Pick up all those marbles again, put them in your hand, drop them again. See if any of them end up in the same place as it was the first time. The Big Bang Theory works out with the idea that everything ended up in the perfect place. Well, that cannot happen on chance, but it can with a creator such as the Lord God. Now, I'm going to mention the days of creation, but I'm going to do it backwards. And then at the end, we're going to tie these all together. I'm not necessarily going to give you the verse because it's in Genesis chapter 1, excuse me, up through chapter 2, verse 3. Day 7, everything was finished. God rested from his work. Day 6, when he was finished with the physical creation, God saw that everything was very good. On day 6, he created the wild and the tame animals, bugs and the creeping things, man and woman. Day 5, the birds and the sea creatures were created. Day 4, the sun, the moon, the stars and the constellations were all created. Day 3 showed the gathering of water into one place, and the dry land was caused to appear. Grass, herbs, and fruit-yielding trees grew. Day 2, a firmament, an airspace, was created to divide the water from the waters. So you had water up above, you have water below, and in between that you have an airspace. And on day 1, God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness, and the light he called day, and the darkness he called night. Now, I don't care who you are out there in this world. You might be a believer in God. You might be an atheist. You might be an agnostic. But you all give God credit when you call it day and night. In the evening and the morning were the first day. It was a 24-hour period. Now, before the first day, Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, talks about the fact that the earth had no shape. It was an indistinguishable ruin, and darkness was on the deep, or the water. And I want to tell you, and I want you to think about this, that all the days were created for a particular purpose. And all days, in one fashion or another, tie together in one fashion or another. Day one, we have day and night created. The light and the dark was separated. So what happened on day four? Well, on day one, we have light and dark. On day four, the sun, the moon, and the stars were created. The sun to rule the day, the moon to rule the night, and the stars and the constellations have their place as well. So day one and day four. Day one was created so that day four might be fulfilled. Day two, water was divided and an airspace was created in between that. Scripture calls it a firmament. We know it as the place where we exist and we breathe. But we had not been created on day two. So water was divided. You have water above, you have an airspace, and you have water below. Day five is the fulfillment for day two. Day five is where the winged creatures were created. They were created to fly in the airspace, in the firmament. And the sea creatures, they existed in the waters below. Day three, we find the scripture talks about grass and herbs and fruit yielding trees were created and were caused to exist. They were created because dry land, the water was all gathered together into one place down below, and the dry land appears. And the water he calls the seas, and the dry land he calls earth. There again, I don't care who you are, those are words that God used, and we still use them today. And he caused the grass and the herbs and the fruit-yielding trees to come into existence. Day six is the conclusion for day three, because the wild animals and the tame animals came into existence, the bugs and the creeping things, and all of them existed and lived on the dry land that God had gathered into one place. Man and woman were also created, and where do we live? We live on the dry land as well, therefore giving a fulfillment of all that. And I'll just throw this out for maybe a podcast in the future. If you notice, it said the dry land was gathered into one place. At that point in time, we did not have many continents. We had one. And not until the flood do we find that the land was then broken up. That's for another podcast at another time. Day seven was the time that God took to rest, not because he was tired, but he rested from the work that he had done. He completed everything that he did. And day seven was given as a day for mankind to rest, with God giving us that example. So in conclusion of that, everything that God did in creation had a purpose. Day one was for day four. Day two for day five. Day three for day six. Everything was done for a purpose, because God does everything decently and in order.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 40. That's my thoughts on creation.
I was thinking, Darrell, while you were teaching on that, we've been studying providence and looking at how God is in control, watching over everything. And in doing that, he uses the natural forces now, but he created all this in the beginning. And we go back to, and I hadn't thought much about this. Before this creation, God was. We know the Godhead was. And all this was brought about by God. And he's over it all now. He's all-knowing, and the attributes that God has. I think for myself, I like to be out outside as much as possible. Going outside at night and going into a more or less wilderness area in the dark of the night, where it's really dark, look up at that sky and see all the stars and all what's beyond there. God created all that I see, everything that around me, everything I touch. We've been learning about animals and the different things about unique animals. This is amazing when you look at the things, all these creatures that were created by God. It's so hard to comprehend all about God. I heard someone say, if you summed up what God is, one word, if you could only use one word, and it's all. God is all when it comes to whatever you're looking at.
And you know, Jim, you mentioned all the animals. It's kind of amazing when you actually take a look at the animals, where they were created to exist. But not the ones that man has moved from continent to continent, from island to island. For example, I saw an article on television the other day, the kangaroo in Australia, how it, to avoid the heat, which in the desert part of Australia can get up near 150 degrees during the day, they have a way of cooling themselves by strictly covering themselves with their own saliva. Mm. And it allows them, no other animal does that. Mm. I mean, and the elephant, how it is in portions of Africa and portions of Asia. They have their own ways to exist in those particular areas. God's a miraculous and a wonderful God. And he had and the knowledge, because he is God, to make things in a particular way, in a particular order.
Right.
Because he knew that's what would work. Now, things aren't necessarily that way, but it's usually not that way now because man has messed it up, right. Not because God.
Right. It was good back then.
As the scripture says, very good. In fact, if you've noticed, each one of the days concludes with the evening and the morning were the first day. Not the morning and the evening and the morning were the first day. And it always says it was good until you get to the sixth day at the conclusion of the entire creation with mankind, man and woman being created, said it was very good.
Sounds like it was complete.
It was complete.
Yes. Thank you so much today, Daryl. Here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
I'd like to welcome everyone for the announcements today we have. On our prayer list, we especially want to remember all the ones that's on the list. We want to remember our Sunday morning Bible study at 9:45. Our Sunday evening ladies' classes come together at 5 o'clock on the phone. Also, our midweek services at 6:30 on Wednesday night. Church youth group will be getting together on January the 3rd at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at our fellowship hall. We have our upcoming services change there for December the 26th. Our Bible studies will be on Thursday instead of Wednesday that week. And on December the 31st, we will be having a Tuesday evening at New Year's potluck, devotion, songs. There will be no Wednesday night classes that week.
Here's my closing thought about creation. I think back over my lifetime, how it was taught in the schools, now it is taught in the schools. We know evolution is a theory. Often it is presented as facts in everything. And these things are theories because I look at my lifetime, many of the things that were thought and taught as fact have been changed. And how can you change the fact if that was fact back then? So many things with the time and things that they said creation took and all that, they keep changing it. So it's not fact. And I don't see that it should be presented that way. Also, look at what they're saying. Science is saying that something came out of nothing and there was no cause for it, just random. Now, I think back to several centuries ago, science thought if you put some grain in a building and come back later, the grain had turned into mice. And they thought that was a fact. So many of the things that are presented there, I think we have to question, and it'll change in the future. I believe that creation had a creator. That creator is an intelligent being, and that is our Almighty God. He created what we see today. And if you want to further study that, just look at some of the things in creation, in nature and things. These just happened that way. That is not logical either in what they're trying to say. Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. We would like to thank all the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and news anchor on this podcast. Hymns sung on our podcast originate from two hymnals we use in our auditorium. Those are Songs of the Church and Sacred Selections. Hymns used in this podcast episode include our podcast opening, I Know the Lord Will Find a Way for Me, arranged by Reed Lancaster. He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. We have heard The Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens, as well as our closing hymn, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We thank all our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7 Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcasts posted from time to time. Let's talk again next week.